This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
And this is Lance Henriksen.
Hey, this is Danny Cooksey.
Hi, this is Ken Forey.
You're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
All right, welcome to the 40 Ounces of Horror podcast.
Yes.
I am Chad. That is James. This is our Horror Hound Weekend episode. We are not live right now, but we will bring that to you shortly.
Shit.
First, we're just going to talk a little bit about our weekend.
We're drinking High Lives right now, again.
I actually just got back from a wedding.
Got back from a bar.
So we're feeling good. We're primed. We're ready to go. We're not going to... basically, we have some live stuff from Horror Hound Weekend in Indianapolis we're going to bring to you. But
We definitely got some really good interviews.
Yeah, tell us, James.
You may remember
a little bit more than I do. I
don't know. I
struggled.
I struggled too. But in the past we've always shit on Horror Hound. You know, like every time we go there, it's pretty much me and you and Brandon. You know, we're drinking. It's just us having a good time.
We always have a somewhat, good time to ourselves,
Yeah.
We do talk to celebrities every once in a while. But
we talk to a lot of people, too. But I think this is the first time where it seems like everything actually went over. Like, we met a lot of really super cool people. We actually got the interviews with celebs. And it was seriously, the first time we went to Horror Hound. Like, it was the best Horror Hound of all time.
So, I'm trying to think. We get there, Friday evening about 6-ish, and start drinking.
This is the first time we actually had a room, though.
Yes.
So we got there smiling, like we can actually get trash and not have to drive home.
Right.
It's fantastic.
We, don't have very far to go.
So I got there first. So I got there and checked in, and they redid the whole front end of the hotel.
It was very impressive. It does not belong in the area of town.
Yeah, you walk in there and they're playing Masterpiece Theater with the violins, But they got the fireplace up front, and the whole bar area is three times the size. It's really fucking nice. And then you keep going past the check-in counter, and then you get to the shining carpet, and
the
then
it's 70s,
the 70s shag rug.
Tell the old part. That bar.
And you go back into it.
Dude, that bar so pricey.
I loved how it was Friday night, and you ended up buying a kamikaze drink at the bar, and it was $12.
No, it was $9.
It was $9. So you pulled all these ones out of your pocket. You looked at the lady. You went, oh. You audibly gasped. You're like, oh. And you go, one, two, three. And then she started dancing behind the counter like it was some big thing. Or maybe she was drunk, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I couldn't believe I paid that much money. But we were waiting on Brandon to bring us the beer. He was making the beer run. So
I spent so much fucking money that weekend.
I imagine.
It was ridiculous. But we met a lot of super cool people. I actually had to write them down,
Well, you don't have to name everybody one by one. But
I want to give a shout-out because, like I said earlier, this was it was the best Horror Hound we've had. We met a lot of really super cool people. They're now fans of the show, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing them again.
Yeah, there's a group of guys from, St. Louis.
It was St. Louis. It was cool. Well, here are some of the people we met. Jared from Detroit, he ended up showing up Saturday night. That's a whole other story where we end up looking for a room party. But there's also there's Joshua, there's David, Mike, a.k.a. Gonzo. You remember that guy?
Gonzo. Gonzo's a good dude. He's just screaming the whole time.
Jesus Christ, man. I cannot hang with that guy. That guy was fucking shit up all the time. And every time I saw him, he had a drink in hand. Seriously, the entire time.
I heard him screaming from across the hotel, just maniacally laughing.
There's Johnny B.
It's Johnny B.
That guy is, from 1 to 10, he's a 10 all
the
time.
That dude, he was nuts.
Dude, if you want a party, you go hang out with
that
guy.
He was on all the time.
That guy's fucking hilarious,
man. We got some good stories about him.
Yeah, Brian from Troma, Jeff, Kelby, Sean, Brad, and then Joe, Rick Grimes, we talked about him.
Yes.
We actually met his wife, Stephanie, but there was a bunch more people that we met, but those are the people that seemed to just put us over this time. Like, it was just so fantastic.
So, I mean, okay, we got a bunch of live stuff coming at you. We got an interview with Lance Henriksen in the bathroom.
That was his idea.
On the shitter.
We didn't tell him to go in there.
First, I'm going to, you know, hopefully the audio comes through.
Yeah, and that was Saturday night when that happened, right? No, Friday night.
That was Friday night.
It was Friday night.
We had a microphone hooked up to our phones.
Yeah, that fucking failed miserably.
Yeah, it failed miserably. It didn't work. It was supposed to work, but it did not. So we didn't realize that we weren't getting as good audio as we had hoped. So when we play that, hopefully it, you know, comes across.
Well, Brandon put that up on the site, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think we're...
Gonna put it back in.
We played the audio on the live part.
Gotcha.
Saturday. Okay, so Friday night, you know, it was just a madhouse, man.
It was ridiculous. So Brett, okay, so I check in there, and then you show up. Brandon shows up with the cooler.
Yeah.
And how many beers did he have?
He,
like, that cooler was filled. Like, there was, well, like,
we had
a shit ton of
beer. Yeah, we had a bunch of PBR High Life and a little bit of Yangling, which we were handing out beers all night. Everybody there had beer, and you kept giving away the good beer. We only had like a 12-pack of Yangling, and you were like...
But the story gets better, though. So I was drunk handing out beer all night Friday, and then we were actually outside when I was handing out beer, and that's when we ran into Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
We were outside.
Henriksen.
Henriksen?
No D.
What? I throw the D in there. I think it's deservable. But... Yeah, I was like, man, this is Lance. We should go up there and talk to him. And we went up there and talked to him, and he was such a cool guy.
Really, really cool.
Like, he was so down to earth and, like, talking to everybody. But I love celebrities like that. Like, they'll go and talk to anybody, and they don't put themselves on some sort
of
pedestal.
Well, you know, it's like, if you're going to be like that, you know, why the fuck are you going to be there? If you're just going to be an asshole to your fans, why are you even bothered?
But then that shows fans who, like, people that want to come there and talk to fans. You know what I mean? Like,
you know...
If you sit behind your table all day and then go to your room, then nobody's going to go up there and be like, oh, yeah, that guy was cool.
We haven't been to a whole lot of – I mean, we've been to a few different conventions, but this is the only one that the celebs actually, like, hang out at the bar and around the hotel, like, after the vendor room and all this autographs.
But I don't know if it's just because the hotel got redone and –
Well, I mean, they did that the very first time we went.
No, it didn't get – like, this was all new, the whole front
end of the
hotel.
No, I mean, like, the celebrities and stuff hung out like that, too, so it wasn't just like
– I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, maybe they redid the hotel, and it's just, like, our luck. It's like, oh, we're doing our first time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we drank into the night on Friday night.
Yeah, I was fucking wasted.
That was when we talked to Lance. We had tons of merch. We handed out koozies and bottle openers.
And anybody that now – because everybody wants koozies, like, on Facebook and on Instagram.
We didn't realize they would be such a hit. You can get those from us as long as you've got to cover the shipping and handling. We can't afford to just you know, spit out that cost.
But we'll be at Whorehound November, and we'll hand those out, bottle openers, buttons, and
Yeah, definitely
free,
be
so.
There. You can check out our website, too, just get more information. We also have T-shirts, which we've had a bunch of people want T-shirts. So,
Friday night I got belligerently trashed, and I don't even know how Friday night closed out.
You were crying at Waffle House at one point.
I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying. I think maybe just because they didn't put gravy on my on everything.
Friday night died. It seemed like Friday night died pretty.
I totally forgot about Waffle House, too.
Yeah, I don't. You know, there's no point in us even talking about this because we can't remember what the fuck happened. I remember Friday night we talked to Lance Henriksen in the bathroom.
And then somehow we went to Waffle House.
We got to Waffle House. there's about 6 hours missing.
You drove
home
drunk because I totally told you to stay there. I was like, man, we got a room, so you're like, no, I'm fine. And then, of course, you park next to a cop in the front. Well, so that there's this cop car, and there's Chad's truck right next to it. And Brad and I are just staring at each other like, man, he's totally going to get in that car and go like a foot forward. And you hear, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I only live like 10 minutes away. I know you guys got the room, but like there's only two beds. And you and Brandon were sleeping. I was like, fuck it. I'll just stay in my own bed.
Yeah.
And when I got back the next morning, you guys were still half asleep. James looked like death.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened.
But Saturday, all day, we were drinking.
Well, before we even hit the floor, Brandon and I were shotgunning beers. Like we were doing that before we hit the floor, and then this is the cool part, and this is what really makes it for me, like all the cool people that I mentioned earlier. So we get down to the floor, and we had our cooler, and we only had like 9 beers left, and this is before we went on our second beer run, And everybody that we met the night before was offering us beers. They were like, oh, no, we got you. We got you. And I was like, really? Like, that was so cool.
But we ended up getting a couple more cases, and basically
we got another 60 beers.
But we pulled our beers together, so we had a lot of beers going.
Yeah.
So we made a lot of new friends, drank all day Saturday. That night, I got to meet fucking Heather Langenkamp, Nancy. I was shaking like a leaf.
You had your heart boner going on. You had to grab your chest a little bit after you met her. Your heart boner.
I forgot I said that. What did I say?
No, you made some sort of mongoloid sound. Like after you met her, you grabbed your chest. You went, ah.
I was like,
what the fuck are you doing? You're like, I got a heart boner.
So I think I have a boner, but it's in my heart. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
Apparently one of your valves got hard. Your aorta got hard.
So we actually, that night, Saturday night, we actually set up the podcast equipment in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah.
And when we had a bunch of people come in, Danny Cooksey.
Boyd Banks was also there, too.
We had people just jump on. Just random people walking through the hallway came over and jumped on. So that we're going to bring that to you in a few minutes. That night, Linda Hamilton was hanging out. Okay. Sarah Connor herself was in the courtyard.
Let me set this up. Right. So we're set up in the lobby, and we're recording a little bit, and then we took a break, and then I walked outside with Joe and his wife, and we were out there smoking, and then he goes, "Hey man, there's Linda Hamilton over there." I was like, "What are you talking about? She's over there drunk with this hat on with cat ears," and I told her I thought she was just some random person, and then all these people start flocking to her, and I was like, "Dude, I'm not gonna go over there," and he goes, "No man, I got you covered." Joe walks in like he owns the place and starts pushing people aside, and I'm watching this. I'm like, really? This guy's doing this? So he's pushing through these 20 people, gets all the way next to her, and he's like, "Hey, Linda, I'm getting your picture." And she looks at him and goes, "Okay." And then he goes, James, get over here. And then everybody's looking around. He goes, "No, you." So I have to walk through this crowd of people to get to Linda Hamilton. Then we get our picture taken. Then I come back inside. I'm like, "Chad, Linda Hamilton is drunk out there with cat ears." And you go out there, and then you immediately threw off your headphones and ran outside. And then she ended up kissing you on the lips.
She did. She kissed me on the lips. We had a moment. We talked. She gave me a hug. She learned my name. Then she just
and she learned
kissed me.
She learned your name and then kissed your name. That's all it takes for Linda.
She kissed me on my lips, and I was stunned after that.
Yeah.
James,
then you had
James had to carry me back into the hotel room.
I'm a strong individual. I had to carry you back to the hotel room. Then you had your second heart boner.
Yeah. Well, then I found out that she was kissing a lot of people, and then I didn't feel so special anymore. But that was still.
I like how after she kissed you, like, immediately pulled away like the Breakfast Club. Like, you were just, like, staring at her.
Dude, that was a trip. I can't believe that happened still. So.
Seriously, it was like, when you walked away, it was like Simple Minds, Don't Forget About Me. Like, you walked away and put your hand in the air like you were on the football field.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, so in that night, we drank till like 4 in the morning. So we made some friends. We actually made some enemies, apparently.
Yeah.
We had another podcast talking some trash on our Twitter. So
I think that's so fucking funny that we were out there and Brandon goes, "You will not believe what's fucking going on." I was like, "What are you talking about?" He was like, "There's some other podcast that's talking shit about us."
I think it's all in good fun. I believe they actually challenged us to a drinking contest.
I'm down.
I don't think they know what they're getting themselves into. But it's called the – well, do we even want to plug them? Nah.
No. But I think it's funny that
they did not invent drinking and podcasting.
Yeah.
Not saying we did, but
– yeah. What was that? That statement in Austin Powers, like, "Oh, he said he invented the question mark or something like that." Something really fucking stupid.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere. We have more quality merch.
That's true. People like us better.
Speaking of which, I know you say this on the live portion that we're about to bring. Super fucking shout out to Boxcar Willie, man.
Oh my god,
he
dude.
Hooked us up with killer merchandise. So.
Okay, all the koozies, all the bottle openers, the buttons and everything, that was all courtesy of Boxcar Willie.
Yeah.
So all those fantastic articles that you read on the site, that's all due to him.
Yeah. So.
So you guys need to give a big thank you to him.
I'm trying to think if there's any more stories. I can't remember exactly what we talked about in the live portion.
I do
of
have
this.
A Saturday night story, but.
Okay.
Or you want me to jump?
No, I don't. I have no idea what. Is recorded.
You know, I had a bunch more stories. Well, I have no idea what's recorded, but I had a bunch more stories, but I totally forgot them all. Like, there was so much fucking shit that happened. It was ridiculous.
So, yeah, and I have yet to even go through and edit the live portion, so I don't know exactly how short it's going to get.
It's going to be 5 minutes.
So I should say that the views expressed by other people on the podcast.
No, I do remember.
Not necessarily those opinions of
that
40 Ounces
that
of Horror.
That is not Chad and I, by the way. I remember that one guy jumping on and
yeah,
saying much shit.
The stuff about
I do have
rape and nuns and raping nuns.
Yeah. Actually, we should cut that. Just cut all that.
It's but, too hard to cut it out.
I do have a small video review. I ended up picking up the Dear God No Blu-ray for $20.
Oh, did you finally watch it? Yeah.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about, isn't it?
That is a horrible movie. Oh, my God. Like, they're trying to do, okay, exploitation movie. You take whatever you want to do, blood over the top, sex over the top, whatever. But they try to push it so far, and it's just, it's just horrible for horrible's sake.
Isn't
it? Like, that's honestly what it is. And there's so many scenes. I actually talked to Jared on Twitter about this earlier today. Yeah, there's a bunch of scenes that just go on long forever. Like, there's a strip club scene. There's this home invasion scene where they end up raping this pregnant chick. Like, it's just, it's so uncomfortably bad.
So it's kind of like,
but
Human Centipede.
Yeah, but it's not even that quality. Like, it's just so bad. Like, it's just horrendous. And I sat through the whole thing, and then there's Bigfoot in it for no reason. Like, I totally should have took that $20 and lit it on fire. So, what I'm trying to say is, if anybody wants to buy this off me for $10, I will pay for shipping. You send me $10, I will send you the Blu-ray of Dear God No.
Okay.
It's limited. I mean, it was only like one of 250. It's signed, but it's a piece of shit. Like, it was so fucking horrible. I can't even explain to you.
I'm trying to think if we needed, because I honestly don't remember what exactly we said live. I don't. It's all a blur. I don't even know if. I think it's just like a bunch of pieces. So I'm trying to think of any more stories. We met Danny Cooksey, Budnick from.
Yeah. That's another, and, like, most down-to-earth guy ever.
Yeah, another. It was his first convention he ever did. He was so cool.
Edward Furlong looks fucking haggard, man.
I saw him eat
that guy. That guy has seen some shit.
Who else did we talk to? Ken Foray was cool. Ken Foray is actually from Indianapolis.
Yeah, he was talking about IU basketball for a while.
Yeah, we were talking high school football and Hoosier basketball, which most of you probably won't give two shits about. No. Do you want to tell the Johnny B story?
Which Johnny B story?
Well, the main one that I think is fantastic. Actually, I heard it secondhand. Who knows if this is even their real
name? See, I totally forgot about
this. I don't even know if this is his real name.
It is now. It is officially
Johnny B.
Johnny B.
Well, apparently, this is all told secondhand to me. Apparently, they're outside around the courtyard, around one of them, and there's this...
Oh, was this when freeze tag was going on?
No. There were people playing freeze tag. No, there's this chick and dude...
Shirtless freeze tag.
There's this dude, this couple, making out in the courtyard.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
They were just, like, making... Kind of an older couple, too. And Johnny B, I forget how old they told me he was, but, like, he's like, old. Early 20s, like, yeah. Right?
And this, he's still, said, like early 20s, like, yeah. Partying to party.
Yeah. But anyway, this couple's making out... And Johnny B goes over and shakes up a beer and sprays it on the dude. So, and I may be, like, totally, like, exaggerating the story, but this is how I remember
it. I know, but this story's going awesome, so you just need to
So he's
going.
Shaking up a beer and sprays it on this dude, spills it all over this dude that's making out with this chick. He, like, gets up, I guess. The fact that he doesn't just get pissed is, you know, amazes me. But, like, he gets up and leaves to go clean himself off. Johnny B moves in on the chick, starts making out with her.
Yeah,
And, like, not just making out from the pictures I saw.
He had her picked up against the wall and, like,
yeah,
in the chair.
I guess he had fingers and holes. And, like,
it
and
was
she's,
totally
like,
a
45.
Bowling ball
she's, like, old. And, like, he's making out with her and stops. And he's, like, where'd your dude go? And it's, like, he's kissing her.
Oh, yeah, I could totally picture him saying that, like, mid-kiss. Oh, yeah, where'd
And we spent
go?
All weekend talking about boozing up bad stories, but one of the guys, and, like, God, fucking can't remember his name.
Is this the Weedsky?
Yeah, he called him Chud because he wore the Chud shirt. He dubbed that a boozing gone rad story.
Well, you'll hear about that later. That's actually on there. It got recorded, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, and we actually have live boozing gone bad story being told to us. So, and I think we all said fuck Sunday, right? Did you stick around much?
No, I ended up, I checked out Sunday.
Yeah, I checked out
oh,
long
I was
before that.
I was done.
Yeah, so.
I was seriously done.
So that was our weekend. There's not a whole lot about the actual convention. It's more about the party, really. I mean, the celebrities are always cool.
I know, but You know, I'm surprised how
didn't
much...
Didn't watch any movies. Didn't see any pants. Well, we watched the Horrors Hollow Ground of Halloween.
You should tell that story how bullshit that is. We got fucking kicked out of
there. Well, we went in there to watch Horrors Hollow Ground with Sean Clark, his
show. But the main reason we got in there was...
Would you let me tell a story?
Why don't you hurry up?
We're watching the Horrors Hollow...
Horrors.
Whatever.
Watching Horrors.
Of Halloween 2 and 3, which was pretty good. I liked them both. They were good. Anyway...
He cut a lot of shit off, too, right?
Yeah, he got kind of screwed with some of that shit. But anyway... The Terminator panel was happening immediately afterwards, so we kind of went in there. Well, they made us leave.
Yeah. Well, we thought we could cut the line. We're like, okay, we'll just go in there early.
And then stay in there.
Yeah, stay in there.
They made everybody leave unless you were a fucking VIP gold member panel.
They seriously kicked everybody out.
Yeah, so we get out there, and the fucking line's wrapped around the fucking building. So we wouldn't even got in anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was shitty. So maybe, you know.
Well, you would never got a kiss from Linda Hamilton if.
That's true. Well,
stayed out there. But, you know, I'm amazed, like, how many interviews we got, how many people we met, and how much we partied. Like, we had the perfect balance of everything this time around. Yeah, like, we seriously just knocked everything out of the park.
It was a damn good time. I can't wait till November when Jamie Lee Curtis will be there.
Dude, that's going to sell out in, like, 5 minutes.
I know.
Online.
Have to pre-order her autographs. Yeah.
But Atkins is going to be there. And
Tom Atkins.
Yeah.
So, first off, before we hand it over to our... Alternate Universe Live.
Shit, I don't even want to hear that.
I know. I haven't even listened to it. But anyway, let me say thanks for listening. check out our website, 40OuncesOfHorror.com. Go to our Facebook page. Check out our Twitter, our Instagram, all that fun social media stuff. Send us your Booze and Gone Bad stories. You will hear a live Booze and Gone Bad coming up in a few moments.
Definitely. And I want to give a shout out real quick to everybody that we met again. You guys seriously made our convention. You guys are the reason we do this. And it was a fucking blast. And hopefully you guys can get together again in November. And we'll see you there.
All right. And so here is Horror Hound Weekend, Indianapolis, 2012, live, submitted for your approval. Here it is.
Just go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 40 Ounces of Horror. It is late Saturday night. We are live.
We are live at Horror Hound. Here we go. We always talked about this. We're finally live doing our live podcast.
James has got to help me out a little bit here. We have been drinking for 2 days straight, people.
Oh, my God. It has been fantastic. You know what? For as much shit as we bashed, honestly.
This has been a good time.
All right, we've had the best time ever. It's totally made up
for it.
Dude,
Linda Hamilton just kissed me on my lips.
I just talked to Boyd Banks.
From Dawn of the Dead.
From Dawn of the Dead remake, from the Land of the Dead, he was the butcher zombie. Like, this is honestly, it almost rivals the first convention that we went to.
Yes, like, yes, I'm having a fantastic time.
That's awesome.
Oh, I got to talk to Heather Langenkamp today, who was fucking phenomenal. Brandon is just now joining us.
Hey guys, what's happening?
What have you been up to, man?
Well, I drank a lot, and I was just talking to Danny Cooksey a minute ago. Seems like a pretty cool dude. Danny Cooksey, a.k.a. Budnick from Salute Your Shorts, a.k.a. Red-haired dude from T2.
Hey, red-haired kid from Different Strokes.
From Different Strokes. Actually, we should give a shout-out to one of our bloggers, Boxcar Willie.
Yeah. Boxcar Willie, man.
He hooked us up.
Oh, my God. A million thank yous, and that's not even enough.
We got, he sent us a box of, we got some 40 ounce of horror koozies.
We have
bottle
openers,
stickers,
buttons, all kinds of
everything.
Stuff.
We've been handing them out like crazy. Things have been going. People are loving everybody that walks by sporting a 40 ounce of horror koozie.
Seriously, it's like if we were wrestling, we're totally over right now. Right now at this convention, we're totally over.
Hopefully,
it's been fantastic.
Hopefully, everybody can hear us all right. There's a lot of background noise. We're up in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, there's all kinds of Sodom and Gomorrah going on behind us. It's ridiculous.
We're going to get some people to try to stop in with us and talk to us.
So, we got here Friday.
We got Drunk Rick Grimes. If you remember, we talked about Drunk Rick Grimes.
Drunk Rick Grimes is buzzed Rick Grimes right now.
He's buzzed.
He's not Rick Grimes yet. He's not.
You're being the man of the con.
I'm telling you, man. Nice man, it's fantastic.
When a celeb tells you thanks... How do you not shit your pants? Seriously,
you
shit his pants. I can smell it from here.
My drawers
I mean,
have been
I clinched,
soiled for hours.
But, you know,
seriously, he came over and he was like,
"Yes."
You guys remember at a convention a few at the beginning of the year in Columbus.
Oh, yeah, 10 months ago.
We met a
10 months ago.
Rick
We've
Rimes.
Only known each other 10 months. Crazy. Feel yeah. like best friends.
This is who is talking to you right now. A quasi-drunk Rick Grimes.
Quasi'd. Maybe a little bit slurred.
But for all listeners out there. But for all of our listeners.
Mingly Rick Grimes.
Joe is the coolest motherfucker you will ever meet at a convention.
I don't know about that. Some people call me an asshole.
No, seriously.
I say a lot.
Seriously.
I'm an asshole as well.
There's Nathan. There's yeah, buddy. There the man. He's the man.
But Joe and his wife is taking very good care of us, you know, helping us out here. And we're having a fucking fantastic time.
Fucking all man. We just met Boyd Banks.
There's Danny Cooksey
Linda
walking
Hamilton
by.
Linda Hamilton outside taking some pics.
There is.
Danny, or Linda Hamilton just kissed me on my lips.
Dude, you serious?
Yes, on my
How
lips.
How awesome.
She has very soft lips.
Yes, she does.
She had
a kiss on the cheek.
I had
like
a minor choke.
It was like a baby seal or something, you know, like right out of the womb.
And then Chad clubbed her and then took her home.
Yeah. Well, definitely awesome, man. Definitely awesome. So what are you guys doing? Hanging out?
We're just
we've been drinking. Actually, when do we start drinking? Well, when do we stop drinking?
What's this podcast about? is this just about drinking? I need a cold beer. This is kind of weird.
You got the cooler over here, son. Go grab a cooler.
Right there.
Over here. Actually, Joe, you should come over here and have a seat right now until
I think Brandon's trying to get some talk done.
Oh, you guys are the man.
There he is.
Look what we got here. We're bumping Rick Grimes.
Can you get out of the way? Yeah. Out of the way.
Hey,
we got
Coochie just stepped up to the mic.
What's happening? Doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, all right. Think about your first convention experience, Danny.
You know, I've really enjoyed it.
First?
Yeah, it's my first one.
What?
I'm a big virgin. it's been a lot of fun, and I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go home scared.
Outside?
No, you can't. You can't do that.
What?
I don't wear them.
Thank you so much.
No, it's been fun. Everybody's been really great. It's been a blast, man. It's been super friendly, and it's been fun.
Awesome, man. Have you been to Indianapolis before?
A long time ago, I was in Indianapolis, but just like I think I was here for less than a day. I was in a band. Breezed through and left. I saw a venue, and I saw a hotel room. And that
awesome,
was it.
Man. Awesome. Well, man, could you give us like a bumper real quick? We're gonna edit this.
Yeah,
together.
Sure.
Could you
okay.
Say you can say whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, this is Danny Cooksey. You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror, and do not forget that fish fart in the lake. Peace.
Thank you, man.
Right on,
I really
man.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely,
yeah, we'll edit that stuff together.
Beautiful, man. Thank you so much, man.
Take care, you guys.
It's
very nice to meet you.
Man.
For
I
sure.
Really
thank you.
It.
Right on, man.
Dude, you made our convention, man, honestly.
I swear, we're related in some weird way. There's got to be. I shave for this, but normally, this is my look.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to get weird on you.
You should have worn it,
dude.
When we were little kids, living in Park Park, I don't want to get weird on you. I felt the same thing.
Thanks, man.
Thank
good
you, thank you, man.
Thanks. That was Danny Cooksey stopping by to talk to us.
Dude, we're totally working out here, man. Now we're building up.
What happened? Yeah, you got. I come back. You guys got
it's a little bit of liquid courage going down here.
How is Rick Grimes jealous?
Too bad the.
Chad's gonna have the biggest editing job of his life.
Yeah,
right
this
now.
Is gonna be a rough one. One of the biggest boner
so,
of my life.
So Chad, what are you drinking right now?
We're smoking the High Life, son.
There. We've between the High Life. We had some PBR and Yingling went fast.
Yingling went fast. We handed out a little bit. Everybody's been getting some free beers from 40 Ounces of Horror this weekend.
But you know what? That was the drunk James kind of handed out half our stash.
Yeah, you were giving away the good stuff.
Hey, James. Let's be honest. I showed up with 54 beers. How many of those did you hand out to strangers?
They're fans strangers of the podcast.
Or new best friends.
Oh, my man.
Hey, you know, drunk Rick Grimes has become drunk Rick Grimes once again.
No, not after 5 minutes. Come on.
Seriously, for the
like
5 minutes, man.
For some Jack.
Seriously.
You've been drinking longer than 5 minutes.
For the record, Joe has become a part of the 40 Ounces of Horror family.
Yeah.
In all honesty. He's totally there.
We're going to have a Rick Grimes dedication page, just nothing pictures
hey,
of.
We did.
I came back in here to find you guys.
There we go. You found us.
So, hey, you know what? Honestly, some bullshit today. If I had to bring up some bullshit, we sat through the Horrors Holograms, like a Q&A section. Dude, and we were going to go through the...
Holograms are about to be my new vacation.
So we sat through that to get through the whole Terminator Q&A.
Right.
And so we sat through that, and then it ended. And then they immediately ran in, and they were like, okay, all the gold members, everybody needs to leave, gold members in. So Chad and I sat up, and Brandon and my brother Chris, and we're like, what? What the fuck? They came
they
in.
They made us leave the room.
They came in, and they ushered us out.
And then the line was around the building, so we were like, fuck this.
But even though that I bought a weekend pass, and I sat there, it's like they still pushed me out. It's like, oh,
because you didn't pay the $150 for a gold pass.
That is seriously
such
bullshit.
It's because nobody can go in there and grab a seat 4 hours early. I don't know. That's whatever.
I know.
Whatever.
It's a lot of bullshit that we sat there and then we got pushed out like we were nobodies. It kind of sucks.
Yes.
Yes, it does. This will all be edited out.
Who else have we talked to this weekend so far? Lance Hendrickson.
Okay. That is the most phenomenal interview that we have ever had in our life. But how cool is Lance Hendrickson?
Very, very, very cool.
Honestly, aside from John Carpenter being the coolest guy, Lance Hendrickson is definitely up there.
We were outside, out front, talking, everybody hanging out.
Having a couple beers.
And
Lance was drinking, too.
We asked Lance Hendrickson to talk to us for a minute. And he's like, cool, let's go inside where it's quieter, you know. And we were like, you know.
So we moved into the front lobby because it all got redone. The Marriott totally got redone.
And we realized it was still a little bit too loud. And he was like, hey, let's go in the shitter. So
you know, the thing is, we kind of laughed, and then he got up and walked to the shitter. Yeah. We were like, oh, motherfucker, serious.
So we went in the bathroom, and I thought we were just going to walk right into the bathroom and start, like, you know, interviewing there. But he walks into the stall and sits down on the toilet.
So we all go in there, and then he looks at us like, it's going to happen. So then we start interviewing him about Millennium, because he was in the Millennium series with Frank Black. Frank Black's going to release a book. And then now Chris Carter from The X-Files is going to push that, and they're actually going to release a Millennium movie.
Yeah.
So he was pushing that, and he was talking a little about his book.
Well, they're trying to get it released. We're recording right now. We got people.
40-ounce horror, here we are, 2012, hanging out. You guys are fucking legit!
There you go.
We made a lot of good friends here this weekend. Yeah, everybody's.
But you know, I think that was all partially to me handing out like 53 beers Friday night. But you know, it goes. But this is how the podcast got started, though, right?
We got to bribe our listeners.
Linda Hamilton.
Did you?
Yeah, it was
I
awesome.
Did too. I feel like she cheated on me now.
I was trying to slip her the tongue,
but I was like, I can't do that. Well, it's not so special if she's kissing everybody.
Dude, she was rising my machine.
Boner! Wow. Push him away.
So are you guys having a fruitful podcast or what?
I don't know what's happening, man.
Honestly,
I'm just talking.
Honestly, this is, except for the first Whorehound we've been to, this has honestly been the best Whorehound experience.
Let me say right now, if the podcast doesn't turn out sounding as quality as I'd like it to, it's because I was drunk. The day my mama got out of... It got into a little country music there. No, I was drunk when I was setting up the equipment. I didn't have a whole lot of time for sound check and everything, but I think it sounds all right to me.
No, it sounds good. I mean, I can hear myself.
How cool have the celebrities been that we have talked to?
Everybody here is so fucking...
It has honestly been like the first time
we were
here.
It's not even that they're just nice, man. They're totally willing to just... be your pal. They just want to fucking just shoot the
it
shit.
It feels like everybody's going out of their way.
And you know, that's the kind of thing, like, when I want to interview people, I really don't want to, like, just sit down and ask them questions, you know. I want to, like, shoot the shit with them, just talk about their life. I wish we actually would have talked to Danny a little bit longer.
Yeah. Danny has been very busy. This is his first Horror Hound convention. This is his first convention, period. James and I have talked to Danny a couple times since we've been here.
And for the record, he is
the most down-to-earth person. I know he's been out of the limelight for a long time, but I think it was really cool of him to come out and do the Terminator 2.
Oh, most definitely. But you know what? For the record, he had a gaggle.
We got some more people stuff.
Oh, we got somebody who was talking.
We got another brand new 40 ounces of horror fan. What do you got to say, my friend?
Dude, Teflon Dave on the mic. I got a backpack full of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I'm ready to get fucked up.
Oh, shit, Dave. Hey, who's the best horror podcast on the internet?
40 ounce horror.
You should have said something else.
Just said something else? I'm sorry.
No, it would just been funny if you did.
My bad. Edit that out. Johnny B on the mic.
40 ounces of whore, 2012. James, my boys, holding down. We're trading beers. Let's get pussy all night. Saturday, whorehound. Fucking Little Hamilton.
This,
double team.
For the
tag
record,
team.
For the
Bukkake.
Record.
Dude, I wish Barbara Crampton was here because I fucking want to make
love
to her.
This is not getting edited out, by the way.
Hey, man. How many beers are we throwing down this weekend?
Probably like 8 million, point two.
Damn, son.
Point Kruger two. Style. Point two. Hey, welcome to prime time, bitch.
Welcome to prime time. So, like, this is a podcast, so maybe you can't see, but my friend Matt totally just kissed Linda Hamilton on the lips outside.
Damn it.
You don't believe me.
What a slut. What a slut, yes.
Don't say that.
Oh, there are pictures.
This just
around.
Happens.
You know,
that just happened.
I kissed her on the lips. Chad kissed her on the lips.
Really?
She cheated on both of us.
Dude,
what
you know
the
what?
Fuck?
I felt.
It was the hottest all weekend. Heather Langenkamp. Fucking Bone Zone. Wet Dream Warrior. I'm coming for you, baby.
Wet Dream Warrior.
Hey, you've heard it here. Indianapolis Horror.
Wet Dream Warrior.
Wet Dream Warrior.
Well, that, for the record.
Quote Johnny B on that one.
Johnny
that is,
B.
That is the name of this episode, Wet Dream Warrior.
Can I get the credit on that?
No.
The royalties, send me your fucking ass tight.
You are drinking the royalties right now.
Right now, dude.
Hey, man.
You guys
hey.
Are the best. Setting up this shit, whorehound.
It's been fantastic.
Thanks, my friend.
I'm sorry.
No, you're cool, man.
You guys keep fucking hanging out, throwing out. We're going to party all night.
Hey, hang on now.
What's up?
Last word. One word to sum up this weekend. Are you ready?
You got a coochie now?
One word.
Boner!
There it is.
Oh, but you got a Return of the Living Dead koozie over there.
We got a guy dropping this Return of the Living Dead koozie, sporting the 40 ounces of horror koozie.
That's very impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
That's very impressive that you dropped the Return of the Living Dead koozie for the 40 ounces of horror koozie.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Man, it has just been this kind of crazy all weekend. I mean, traditionally, 40
you know
ounces
what?
Of horror showing up at the Horrorhound weekend, sometimes it's hit or miss. We always have a good time, but as a whole, I mean, James, what would you say about?
You know, Chad and I talked about this before. Like, Horrorhound has become the big convention in the Midwest. They won a Rondo Award for best convention, but I don't know, it's been hit or miss. Like, the first time, what I said, Chad and I had a great time, especially with, like, meeting celebrities, just being really personable, drinking, shooting the shit, and then, you know, I totally did in past episodes. I totally bashed him. And now all of a sudden, it's like it got flipped on its head. And now we're having a great time. And all the celebrities are being personable. I really hope that this continues on. Because I'm having a fucking fantastic time.
You know, honestly, it's getting bigger every time. I think this whole new lobby that they remodeled, I believe, is the house that Horrorhound built.
But you know what? It's so funny, like, walking into this and it's all brand new. And then you take, like, you walk 50 feet, and then you see the shining carpet, and then you walk back into the old part.
You know, honestly, I can say, yeah, we've had a pretty damn good time here this weekend. The only thing I still have complaints about Horrorhound is I just don't feel that the films that they show are very quality. Like, it's nothing.
It's not a short. They had games, Game of Werewolves this time. That, I think that was the only big movie that they saw, but we didn't see it because we were doing other things, drinking.
But I will say this. They've really pushed a lot more panels lately.
Like, you know what? Being a fan, you love panels. You want to hear backstories and stuff, and you want to hear people being personable. But
Sean Clark did his Horror Hallowed Grounds on Halloween 2 and 3. That's pretty good.
So we saw all the stuff that actually got cut out of the Scream Factory release for Halloween 2
and
Halloween 3.
So he's releasing those Horror Hallowed Ground episodes on the Scream Factory releases now, right?
Right.
Yeah, because I believe I have the Halloween 2 release, and that's on there? Yeah, yeah.
So we saw all the stuff that got cut out that wouldn't make it on the DVD/Blu-ray.
Speaking of Scream Factory, we've got a little giveaway going on right now. If you're not aware, on 40 Ounces of Horror, we've got the Collector's Edition They Live Blu-ray and Collector's Edition movie poster of They Live with new artwork.
And that's all totally limited edition, too. It's not like you can just buy that off the shelves. It's like first come, first serve.
This stuff is awesome, and we've had good reception here at Horrorhound.
They're so awesome that the flyers we put up for it, people have been stealing them all.
The posters we hung up, people just stole them. It's some shit. So all you got to do is like us on our Facebook page, and we will give away one lucky winner these limited edition items. Do it.
But we already have one snagged up through Scream Factory, so, I mean, that's a done deal. So all you have to do is just hit like on our Facebook page, and then we'll add into it. Wait, actually, we should mention this is the first time we've actually had a room here at Horrorhound Weekend. So
that's just bad news to begin with. I live 10 minutes away.
But the thing is, Brandon came down from Cincinnati, and he actually brought a cooler of, like, 90 beers.
I came up from Cincinnati.
I don't give a fuck where you came or came from. Came up, came down. I don't judge. But you were here.
Chad, are you drunk?
I'm so drunk.
Dude, you're not drunk enough yet.
Well,
okay, for the record, how wasted was I last night?
You were pretty fucked up. And you said you wanted to be doubled. You were crying at Waffle House at 3 in the morning, and you said you wanted to be twice as drunk tonight.
I wasn't literally crying, but I definitely wanted to go to bed. I mean, it was past due for me. I totally clocked out.
So...
But we now have a full cooler, and we now have koozies, thanks to Boxcar Willie, and I'm ready to up my game.
So
I'm ready to make it an A+.
Are we going to play this Lance Hendrickson interview, or it's just Lance is pushing some stuff. Hopefully it sounds good. We're trying to clean it up so we can hear it. You hear the toilet flushes. You hear the people in the background. People, we were in the stall with the door closed, so there's people in there that didn't realize what was happening.
The funny thing is like there's a bunch of the restrooms filled. And then we walk out of the handicap stall, me, Brandon, Chad, Chris, and Lance Hendrickson. We totally just did some business in
there.
Well,
one guy came walking in there and was like, hey, man, you guys doing a podcast? Holy shit!
There's Lance Hendrickson. But seriously, we talked to Ken Forey a little bit again. He's a staple here at Whorehound, and he's seriously one of the most personal
people. He's actually a local guy. He's from here in Indianapolis. Played high school football locally.
Yeah, actually, he told Brandon the story earlier when he was talking to him.
Yeah, he had a whole football story.
We knew that Ken Forey was a fellow Hoosier, but we didn't know we had so much in common with him. He kind of grew up in the area that we grew up, as a matter of fact, and we got to talk to him for quite a while, and it almost seems like Ken Forey might be a new 40 Ounces of Horror fan.
Most definitely, man.
As you can hear right here.
Hi, this is Ken Forey, and I'm speaking to you on behalf of 40 Ounces of Horror. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for something great to listen to, something great to see, something great to know about, something that you really want to have spend that Friday or Saturday night talking about, then it's 40 Ounces of Horror, baby. They've got the information. They've got the biz. They've got the latest news. They've got everything you want to know about horror, and it's right there for you with 40 Ounces of Horror. You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there. 40 Ounces of Horror.
Forey is one of the coolest dudes. Like,
oh my god, dude.
He loves to shoot the shit with the fans. Like,
but you know what? I love that he has that reputation. That,
well,
like,
his lines are so long because he stops to talk to everybody for so long.
But I love it too. Even after the convention's done, we're pulling what?
Hang on. We've got intern Chris here messing around with the cords.
James, you know,
hey,
you
by
realize...
By the way, for the record, Chris has done a fantastic job, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
James, yes, Chris, fantastic job drinking that fucking bottle of vodka.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Dunn drank an entire bottle of vodka.
Chris, James's younger brother, has been doing a tremendous job helping us out this weekend. And he shows up earlier with two cases of Miller High Life and a bottle of marshmallow vodka.
Hey, but by the way, he killed...
Dude,
that bottle of vodka.
It
is
gone.
Still going strong right now.
It is very impressive. I can't even believe the man's awake.
I would be asleep drooling.
Hey, who's closest to the cooler? I need a refill. Hey, Jobu, bartender needs a refill.
I got you, bartender. Hold on.
We're a koozie, man?
Take one.
Hold on.
No problem.
Cooler of Miller High Life, ice cold right here.
We're good.
No, I don't need a cold candy bar.
Cold candy bars are where it's at, man. Put that shit in the freezer.
What you talking about a cold candy bar, James?
What you talking about on the telephone?
What the fuck you don't know about a cold candy bar?
You know who I want to hang out with right now?
For the record,
hold on.
Rick Grimes just gave me a fucking whole pack of Marlboro Reds.
Those are killers, man.
My black lungs are going to be blacker.
That's a filthy habit.
You know who I want to hang out with right now? Those old black blues guys from Weird Science. What you talking about on the telephone?
Man, chicks don't hold the smoke, man.
Wrong movie. That's Breakfast Club.
No, it's not. That's Weird Science.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What's he saying?
Fail,
never mind,
Chad.
Cutting it all.
No, I think James was wrong, to be honest.
Chicks can't hold the smoke.
Okay, in Weird Science. What? Oh.
What?
Well, you want to give the discussion about the what thing this weekend? So, okay. I guess I'll bring it up. So we've been drinking this whole time, and then once we get drunk, it's kind of hard to hear, so everybody goes, what? What? So then we started talking about it earlier on today, and we're like, You know how many times we say what's a? It's just going to be like the whole big what convention. It just runs as a big joke.
Every time we say anything,
hey,
we're like,
what? You want to be on the podcast? You want to come over here? You want to be on the podcast?
Cool story, bro.
All right. Thank you.
Just hold it real close because they're kind of shitty mics.
Okay.
So, who we got here?
Will.
Will?
Yep.
And who's
Sam.
That? Sam? What do you guys think about the Indianapolis Horror Hound Convention?
Love it. This is the second year that I've staffed for the Indy Convention, and it's great.
Awesome. Have you guys been here before? You've been here, this is your second year.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Lafayette.
Lafayette.
So you're somewhat
awesome.
Local.
So would that make you guys Purdue fans?
I am.
Okay, sir, you have to put down the microphone right now.
I was going to give you a beer.
No,
what
give
we
the
like
man
to say
beer.
In there Indianapolis is, get the fuck off my podcast. I'm just kidding. I'm glad you had a good time. Did you get to meet any of the celebrities here in attendance? Did you get to meet any of the celebrities in attendance?
Yes.
Who'd you get to meet?
For this one?
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton.
Hold on, I got a question. Did Linda Hamilton kiss you?
No.
She's been kissing a lot of people
tonight.
Dude,
she kissed me on the lips. She kissed Chad
on the
lips.
Sam got a kiss.
I feel like...
I got a kiss from Linda.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome.
Linda's doing the rounds, man.
I felt special, and then everybody keeps coming in here saying that they kissed them, and I'm...
Chad, you kissed my
woman. I kind of feel bad.
She kissed me first, Chad, just saying.
So
you're a liar.
So are you guys,
I got a picture of it.
Do you guys like to partake in the drinking of beer or any kind of cocktails?
Oh, always.
That's what this podcast is about. What have you had to drink this weekend?
A lot of Jaeger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Applause for the Jaeger.
Yes.
That's bad news.
It gets you where you need to be real fast.
Exactly.
And then my next question and final question, are you where you need to be?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I think that's a really good slogan. Are you where you need to be? Nope. Drink up.
Are you where you need to be? That sounds like U.S. Air. Are you where you need to be?
Air Trambo.
Ask this guy. Hey, I don't know his name, but he's the guy that raped Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
What?
Just one.
Oh, Andy.
That
was
the
longest night of any
It was
night.
The longest night.
Get busy living and get busy dying.
That's a
In
horrible
Horror
Morgan
weekend,
Freeman.
It was the longest night of Andy's life.
That's a horrible Morgan Freeman.
Seriously, if you look at Andy...
we got some more friends of ours that we met.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
We've got some
here
more
we go.
Friends.
We've got
that
some more people over here. We'll be on
we
the
have made a number of friends
podcast.
This weekend. Step up to the mic,
we're
man.
Short on headphones, and extra mic's shitty.
I don't need a mic. I don't need headphones.
There you go.
Greetings and salutations. I am Mugumbo.
There he is.
Show.
There he is.
We got a fellow podcaster here.
I am known at Warhound as the Pod Crasher.
Oh, yeah? Right. Well, that's what you're doing.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I do all sorts of things. Whatever it takes not to take care of my children. Right. Oh. I got a wife, and it's her fucking responsibility to take care of these fucking monsters.
Hell.
So I try to encompass myself as much as I can with other activities, like running multiple websites, like GenXNerd.com, TraumaticCinematic.com, which is the podcast, TwitFlix.net. TwitFlix.net
You keep going.
TwitFlix.net is
there you go.
Is the website for the every Wednesday we get together and watch horrible movies on Netflix.
Sounds like a good idea.
So is it like an MST3K thing, or you just like shit on them?
Yes, we all start at the same time. I
need to hold this microphone this close to my mouth.
It is a shitty microphone, by the way. It's horrible.
I will swallow this microphone. We call that the.
I will imagine
it just totally.
It totally just cut out.
He just deep-throated the mic. There we go.
We refer to that as the best deep-throat microphone.
I have no morals.
So what are you drinking tonight? What's your beverage of choice? It looks like you need a beer, right?
PBR.
Blue Ribbon.
Hell yeah.
Everybody's got the PBR.
Because of the Dear God No motherfuckers that came and crashed this party.
Dear God knows
that. You know, actually, I just bought that Blu-ray for $20 today. So.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. $20? Really? Fuck.
Do you know what? Tell us a little bit about
you
that.
You like seeing rape nuns rape?
I'm on a trial here.
Hours?
I'm not on trial here. I haven't even seen the movie yet. Is that what it is? Is nuns getting raped for 3.5 hours?
About 2.5. Yeah, the last half hour is so talking like, about getting raped.
So it's like a 3.5 hour. It's like the Lord of the Rings, but nuns being raped for that entire time.
Well, I don't know. I've only raped 3 nuns. Hey, it was all like 5 minutes apiece. So
would you say that nun rape is a problem in this country?
No, it's completely enjoyable by the way I look at it.
I beg to differ.
What?
Brandon obviously didn't enjoy his nun rape experience.
Have you had problems raping nuns? Because I can hook you up, dude. You are local here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're
the nuns around here loved being raped.
Wow.
Is that
horrific.
Is that legitimate
rape?
Well, they scream no. I don't know what you consider legitimate or not, but.
Try to take a little political commentary here.
They cry afterwards.
I'm just gonna let it happen
to talk
right
about
now.
Nun rape. We're here to talk about movies.
Yeah,
that's true.
We haven't talked. So, what do you know about is it honest to God? Like the deer? I haven't talked to the deer
the
god. No,
nun
guys.
Raping is just a very small portion of this movie.
Okay,
it gets worse.
Yeah, I haven't actually talked to those guys much about the movie, so I don't know much about it.
What are you so upset about?
Well, you've missed out.
No, I know.
These are some crazy motherfuckers.
Don't we feel like Nightmare on Elm Street covered nun rape enough?
No. They only raped one nun over and over again.
Yes.
These guys took a group of nuns and fucking just, let's just say, none of them walked out of there. They were all dead, and none of them had a baby.
So no son of 1,000 maniacs.
No. It was, honestly, the nun exploitation was very minimal. This wasn't like a Dirty Nuns with big guns.
Yeah, I've seen that. I forget the name of it. Yeah.
So you are into nun exploitation.
It's called nun.
So you like your dirty.
Well,
nun
you know, I fast forwarded to the good parts.
Really? Just for masturbation reasons.
It's called Nude Nuns with Big Guns.
Hey, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm masturbating right now, and they don't seem to mind.
Wow. I got nothing.
I just wish.
Whatever it takes. Hey. Wait till I'm drunk. I really open up.
Drink up.
Yeah, drink up. Yeah. You know, that's what I normally drink, but these fucking, they like the fancy shit, like PBR.
Yeah, everybody. Right. Actually, everybody tonight.
I would save the dollar case by buying fucking.
Everybody I've seen tonight drinking has either got a PBR or a High Life. I'm thinking they mostly got it from us.
Well, I don't know. I've been all right, if you're under 16 and show me your tits, I will give you a beer.
Awesome, man.
Well,
man, last question.
We got to get this guy off of this fucking show. We don't like it lowbrow, but we got to fucking close this up.
I got one last question for you. One word to sum up this weekend so far.
Spectacular.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So far we've had spectacular and we've had boner.
This is Mugambo out of here. I'm on the internet.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it so much, man.
Just so you know.
There you go.
I have no more.
That's fine.
If you didn't notice.
That's cool.
That works with us.
It works on this podcast.
That's not my fault.
Good, man. Oh, shit.
I think we need to pretty much cut that entire section.
Oh, wow.
And then it's 20 minutes that'll be edited out.
I don't know that that discussion about nun rape was going to help our listenership.
Dude, honestly, I kind of like tuned out.
Just let him do his thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
I kind of feel bad morally right now. Maybe that's why Chris left. He was like, I can't believe you guys. And then he got up and left.
That dude kissed the back of my hand.
I like your prince or something.
On his spank hand.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. The mood is killed.
I don't even know where to go with this.
How much time will we put on this?
Oh, about 35 minutes. But 30 of it's going to get cut.
There's just going to be Bobby Budnick and Doyle, whatever his name is. Like, I'm Bobby Budnick and I'm Doyle.
40 ounces of
Doyle. What is it? Boyd Boyle?
Wait. Dude.
And you have to go back and listen to it.
This de-escalated quickly. This is not.
Maybe we should regroup. What are we going to talk about?
We should have.
It's fine.
Totally ruined spontaneity.
All
right. All
right, guys. We got a very special story. We got a live Booze and Gone Bad story. This is Dave Nobody.
Yep.
And he's here to tell us a little action that happened last
night. Yes. So, yeah, I did a little bit of Booze and Gone Bad here at Horror Hound this year. And what was I doing? Yeah, I was on the prowl for some weed. And the only weed that I could find was...
that's nice, on the prowl for weed.
Was these guys had some weed butter back in their hotel room.
You know, what is weed butter? Let's hear what this is.
You know, you just... It's butter made from, like, grounded down cannabis. You just turn it into an edible form, and, you know, you can spray it on your toast, your donuts, your cock, donuts, whatever.
And your donuts. Dude, that would be the best breakfast I ever had. Pupils dilated, 10 to 2, driving to work, and then sleep in the car for 8 hours.
Upstanding gentlemen have any toast for this cannabis?
No, bar? They didn't have any toast. They only had a pint of whiskey. Like, they didn't have any edibles. So we're like, well, let's just dump all this weed butter.
What kind of whiskey did they have?
It was Jim Beam.
There you go.
Yeah, but that was quality.
Yeah, yeah. And I had been drinking Old Granddad all night already.
Old Granddad. So, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is a great idea. Let's drink this weed ski. And we were watching Blood Orgy from Beaver Creek. Phenomenal flick. Especially when you're fucked on the weed ski, man. Let me tell you. So, okay.
Dude, for the record, you just coined a new phrase. Yeah. Totally. Use it now. Weed ski.
So, okay.
Hold on. Hashtag weed ski to all our Twitter followers out there.
So, me and this other guy and this girl just passing this pint back and forth, man. And needless to say, it fucked me up beyond belief. And I get back to my room where there's a bunch of fresh pizza. And I chuck in about 5 slices into my hole because I had the munchies. But
so you're putting in work on this pizza.
Yeah. Like and more, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever fucked around with edibles, but... You know, it's not like smoking a joint where you're like, oh, I'm fucking high. It kicks in about fucking 40 minutes later. And after I ate that pizza, man, the room just started spinning. And I thought I could maintain. I laid down.
Hashtag
and then the dipshits I'm staying with come running to the room. They're like, dude, we just hung out with Bobby Budnick and wake me up. Yeah. And I immediately just sit up and I just go, yeah. And run into the fucking bathroom and just puke all over the fucking thing.
Like, as soon as you hear that, you get so excited. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
So, yeah, 5 full slices just flew out in the fucking bathroom.
Apparently,
so,
Bobby Budnick is the trigger word.
So, I mean, yeah. So, you know, yeah, drinking and smoking at the same time, it's dangerous. But if you put it all in the same bottle, guaranteed, boozing gone bad.
Yes. Nice.
Excellent. Excellent.
And from now on, the secret word is Bobby Budnick.
Bobby Budnick on that weed ski.
We need to try some weed ski. I'm just saying. If we're gonna
tread carefully, friend.
Tread lightly.
Tread lightly.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dave Nobody, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Drunken Podcast.